The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 6th chapter. Then Jesus looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven, for that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets. But I say to you that listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you, and if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you." This is the gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. So growing up, Christmas was always a really big deal in my household. And the giving of gifts was the biggest deal of them all. My mom always took such care in choosing just the right one and looked on in eager anticipation when each package was opened. It really didn't matter if the present inside was the toy you always wanted or the pair of socks that you always needed. The response had to be one of utter joy and appreciation. "Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. It's absolutely perfect. How did you know?" But often there was one gift that you never really expected. Usually the last one, the big one, and the sometimes forced gratitude turned into an expression of utter disbelief or shock or even silence. It was the unexpected ones, the true surprises that made the wait worth it. Was tearing back the wrapping and seeing something that you knew from now on would be your most treasured possession, would be the one thing that made you smile, that made you realize that that gift came not only with ribbons and paper, but love from the one who sent it. Now forgive me for stretching this a bit, but before you today are gifts from God, and they're not the ones that you'd expect. They're not the ones that we've grown up with, the ones we learned in Sunday school, that if you make the right choices, you'll be blessed. If you pray for something, you'll receive it. If you behave like a good little boy or girl, you'll always get what you wanted. Those are the gifts that make sense to us, that are easy to wrap with ribbons and bows and then give them away to those who deserve them. But thankfully, the thing about God is we never get what we deserve. Because today's gifts come in some pretty unusual packaging. Today's unexpected gifts are you. You see, we know who we're supposed to be celebrating today. We're supposed to be giving thanks for the saints, for those precious, faithful ones who have died and have gone on to their eternal reward. We're supposed to be celebrating their lives and remembering the good and steadfast choices they have made. And indeed, we do give thanks for them. But the gift today also reveals that saints are more than just those faithful ones who have died. Saints are alive today, living and working and praying and failing in the kingdom of God here on this earth. And that leads to unexpected gift number two. Heaven is not only for those saints who have died. For as Jesus claimed time and time again, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The kingdom of heaven is among you. So let me try and make this a little clearer. Expected gifts. I do a good job here on this earth. making good choices, learning good things, being a good person, and then when it's all over, I get to go to heaven to be with the saints, to be with God. Straightforward, you get the gifts you expect and deserve. But God's always got to mix things up a bit and has a bag full of those unexpected ones. Through those waters in your baptism, you are made a chosen, loved, precious, saintly child of God. And you make lots and lots of mistakes, and you choose the wrong thing time and time again. And God sees that if it's left up to you, heaven's going to be a pretty lonely place. So God brings the gift of heaven here to this messy, wonderful earth. And Jesus walks the street and picks up the trash and looks at you and says, here's a pretty great-looking gift right in front of me. And he loads you up. And as he opens your eyes, suddenly you see the beauty of heaven right in front of you. Except these gifts don't look like anything you've ever imagined either. Because the ones wearing halos aren't the good ones, but the ones mourning the death of their mother. The ones turning the other cheek or going to bed hungry. The saints are the ones putting a new coat of paint on the playground or the one looking back at you in the mirror. You see that the kingdom of heaven is alive right now in your very midst, and what fills your heart is no longer forced gratitude, but a kind of wonder and awe. And a discovery that the one who gave you this amazing gift must love you, must love the world more than anything. And this discovery changes everything. Because this life, then, is no longer about enduring this mess so that someday when I die, I'll really be with God. Instead, life is about seeing that God is already here. It's living as already chosen children of God. And what happens in the hereafter is important, but doesn't need to consume us. As another preacher said, the cry for a life beyond death makes no sense unless there is a cry for eternal life prior to that death. Eternal life is not something in the future, but eternal life, heavenly life, a kingdom life, is a constant enduring presence of God in all things, in the here and in the now. So you sainted ones, I invite you to look at all of these unexpected gifts right before your very eyes. They might look a little different than you imagined, but my guess is it won't take long and you'll see that God is holding the ribbons. And there isn't anything you'd rather do than look at that precious, unexpected gift giver and say thank you. My guess is there isn't anything you'd rather do than look at the world around you, see God right in front of you, and wait with hopeful hearts for the next gift to arrive. Amen.